Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. We're holding at the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The first Mishnah here in the second Perek was saying halacha about reading the Megillah, that it has to be in order. And the Gemara said that the same halacha applies to Hallel, to Shema, and Tefillah. Yesterday we discussed Makoros that Hallel has to be in order. And now we'll talk about Shema. And first we'll bring a Makor that really is about the need for Shema to either be only in Lashon HaKodesh or in all other languages, but we'll see from that we'll extend that to be a raya about the need for Shema to be in order or not. So, says the Gemara, Kriya Shema, the very last line, Kriya Shema, the Tanya. Kriya Shema has to be in order from the following brisa. Kriya Shema, kichsavo. Kriya Shema must be the way it's written. That means the Lashon HaKodesh. Divrei Rebbe. V'chacham, Amr Chacham say, b'kol Lashon. Kriya Shema can be yotzei in any Lashon. That is, Lachlamaisa, with certain particulars to that, but it could be in any Lashon. My time of the Rebbe. What is the reason the Rebbe says only Lashon HaKodesh? Omer Kra. By Kriya Shema, we know it says, V'hoyu, V'hoyu Adrimo Eilen. V'havayosin Yu. It has to be as it is. That means Lashon HaKodesh, the way it's written. They're Rabban in my time of, so why then Rabbanin do they disagree? Omer Kra, Shema. The Shema, right? B'chol Lashon Sha'ata Shemea. That teaches you any Lashon that you hear, it can be said in such a Lashon. The Rebbe, Nami HaKsiv Shema. Rebbe also must agree, it says that word Shema. Ha'um Yibayle. Hashmela aznicha mashata motzi b'ficha. That's for a separate halacha that one lechatchila, maybe according to Rebbe, it's even b'yevin, but for the halacha that one has to hear with his words, yeah, that which his mouth is saying. Rabbanin savri kamanda amar hakarei shema v'leishmela azno yatsa. But Rabbanin would say back that they don't need a makor for that halacha because they don't hold of it. They hold like the shita that holds that if you say shema and don't hear it, you're still yotzi. Rabbanan nami haksi v'hayu. Don't Rabbanan agree that it says v'hayu and then for it should only be Lashon HaKodesh. It should be as it is how it should be. Why do they allow other Lashonos? Ahomi v'ayle shol yikral mafreya. That is where they get the makor for our halacha that we're looking for. They can't read it backwards. V'hayu also, aside from implying, according to Rebbe, that it is as in the language it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, according to Rabbanan, it implies that it is in the order in which it's written. Where does Rebbe have a makor for that halacha? Midvarim ha-divarim. From next to letter hey, it says v'hayu ha-divarim. It could say v'hayu divarim ha-eile. Yet, next to hey is a ribui for knowing that it has to be in this order. Ha-divarim, the words, kind of in the order that they are. Rabbanim divarim ha-divarim lo mashmaluhu. Rabbanim don't hear a significant drasha coming from the extra letter hey, lisa halacha, they don't see that as a makor. So that ends the back and forth between them. We end up both of them having makor for our halacha that Shema has to be said in order. Lema kasav Rebbe. Now the Gemara goes into a bit of a tangent about this machlokes in of itself, not about our halacha, but it says Lema kasav Rebbe kol Torah kula b'kol lashon nemar. Rebbe must generally hold that the whole Torah can be said in any lashon. So Rashi learns that that is talking about that you could actually lane from the Torah in any Lashon. Tosfos has difficulty with this because Stam reading from the Torah in public is Midrabbanan except for Parsha Zachar. He says it refers to other Parshas in the Torah where there was a chiyuv for a person to say something, such as Vidui Maestros, Parsha Soto, Egla Arufa, various places in the Torah where you have to say a certain script. And now we're saying that Rebbe must hold that those scripts, yeah, those paragraphs can be said in any Lashon. Why is that? It says the Gemara Lamech, so Rebbe, if you think that all those other parshiyos in the Chumash have to be read in Lashon HaKodesh, then why over by Shema does it have to make a point that only here is only in Lashon HaKodesh? Everywhere is only in Lashon HaKodesh. So it must be everywhere else. It can be in any Lashon, and over here by Shema is Dafka Lashon HaKodesh. We say back, no, Itzri, he would still need it, even if Rebbe holds that everywhere else can only be Lashon HaKodesh. Even here, by Shema, you would also need to point that out. Kesagadaitach, you would think, Shema, Kerabon, you would think the word Shema would allow any other Lashon, and then V'hayu would come away from that. Kasav Rachmana V'hayu, right? The Torah wrote V'hayu to tell you that only Lashon HaKodesh, even if everywhere else Rebbe holds only Lashon HaKodesh, Dafka, over here you have to say it again because of the potential way to darshan the word Shema. Now we'll go the other way. Let's say that the Rabbanim must hold that all Kol Torah Kula can be said only in Lashon HaKodesh. If you think that Kol Torah Kula can be any Lashon, Yeah, why do you have to say Shema here to allow every lashon? All of the lashonos are available everywhere in the Torah. No, Itzir Salkadai Techamina V'Hayu Kerebi. Again, I would think the other way around. I would think that from the fact it says V'Hayu like Rebbe, that it only has to be in lashon Kodesh over here. So the Torah had the right Shema to tell you all other lashonos, even though all other lashonos are available for everything in the Chumash. Dafka would have to write it again by Shema. Seder. Now the Gemara says, Tefillah minalon. How do you have a Makor that Tefillah has to be in order? That means Shemon Esrei, it has to be, the Brachas have to be in order. Ditanya, Shimon Havkoli, he said Shemon Esrei Brachas. Shimon Havkoli put in order 18 Brachas for Shemon Esrei. Lefnei Rami Gamliel, in front of Rami Gamliel, Ala Seder B'Yavne, in their proper order, in Yavne. Amar Rebbe, Yochanan, says Rebbe Yochanan, V'Amar Lebbe Masif Ditanya, and some say it's a Brisa that says, Me'ev Esrei Zekenim, in this gathering, there are 120 Zekanim, Behem Kamenavim, and amongst them are Kamenavim, that's really the Anshek and Esed Adolos who was referring to. Tikna Shemona Esrei, they enacted Shemona Esrei Brachos ala Seder. 18 Brachos in the order. We're going to discuss later, this is an obvious question now, if they made the Seder, what did this other Tana, Shimon Havkoli, do? What did they do differently? More will come to that in the next Domino, the Yud Chesem and Aleph. But even right now, we should point out what does this mean over here that they made a Seder to it? Is it Ma'akev if you don't go by the Seder? So Rashi learns in Brachos, Tosfos here brings it, that the middle of Brachos don't have a Seder. He says if you make a mistake, and one of them Rashi says over there, you can put it in anywhere, and that's difficult in our Gemara, Tosfos says, because we're saying it has a certain Seder to it. So what's the Seder, B'chol? So Tosfos actually disagrees with Halacha. He says the difference is that in the first three brachas, Shemona Esrei, the last three, if you would make a mistake, you have to go back to the beginning of that part. Like if you say Hakela Kodesh during a Seder Shemona Esrei instead of a Melech Kodesh, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Or if you didn't forget Eliyahu, you have to go back to the beginning of Ritzei. Yeah, but in the middle brachos, you can put in, if you forgot one or whatever it is, you made a mistake in one, you can go back to that one and then continue. According to Rashi, you just insert that one that you forgot anywhere in the order, you don't repeat anything. According to Tosis, there is a set order of the middle brachos. You say whatever you forgot and then continue from that spot, even if it means you'll be repeating things you already said. Seder. So Gemara says, Tana Rabban, Minayin Sheomrim Avos. Where's the Makor that we say a bracha of Avos, the first bracha Shemona Esrei? Shenamar, Havul Hashem B'nei Eilim. Give to Hashem, accord honor to Hashem, let's say that means, the sons of the powerful people. And that refers to the Avos. Rashi learns over here. Yeah, render unto Hashem is the way they touch this up. Yeah, it means to give Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavod. So that's Avos. And then, Minayin Sheomrim Gevuros. How do you know Gevuros? Shenamar Havul Hashem Kavod Avos. Give to Hashem honor and strength. These are things you're giving to Hashem, and that's what you're davening towards Hashem, these things. About Avos, about Gevuros. Minayin Sheomrim Kedushos. Shows how the third one is Kadosh. Shenamar Havul Hashem Kavod Shemo Yishtach Val Hashem Ahadus Kodesh. Give to Hashem the honor of his name, and bow to Hashem, Bahadras Kodesh, yeah, the splendor of holiness, of the idea is Kodesh there, also the first part, really, Kavod Shemo, is also being referred to in the third Bracha Shon Esrei, yeah, that you say, Ata Kodesh, Shimcha Kodesh, so the first three of Shon Esrei you find in order in the Pesukim and Tehillim, this Kriyatul Tehillim, are in order, but that's about the first three. As I said before, our discussion here is about the middle one. Now the Gemara goes into that. Umaro lomar bina achar kedusha. Why then should the first of the middle brachos be about understanding? Shnemar v'hi kedishas kedosh Yaakov es el kei Yisrael yaritzu. Yeah, there's a pasuk that says that the people shall be makdish. Yeah, the holy one. That means Hashem of Yaakov, right? And they're gonna fear. Yaritzu is a type of fear, a reverence, the God of Israel. And the next pasuk is v'yodu soy ruach bina, right? And the people who make a mistake in their ruach, in their spirit, they'll understand bina, they'll understand a certain amount of insight. So you see that the Indian of kedusha is followed by bina. Umar lomar tshuva acher bina. Why then is tshuva next? Diksiv ulovavu yitain v'shaver afalo. Sorry, ulovavu yavin. I mean to say, person understands in his heart v'shaver afalo, and then he'll, it really means that he'll repent, and then it'll be healed for him. And that sounds like at this point we got the tshuva part, but the refuah being referred to at this point, the Gemara thinks that means physical refuah. So it asks, Yachi lema refuah ba'asra v'tshuva. Refuah should come next, and that's not what happens. We know after tshuva and shmoneh esrei, yeah, rotzebi tshuva, next is slachlon, slicha. So Gemara is questioning, if you're going by this pasuk here, you should have refuah be next, not slicha. Gemara says, looks like a daitach. I wouldn't think that. Tiksiv v'yoshuva shemar v'yachameil v'elo keni yigar b'elis loach. We didn't say for Yeshaya in the Haftorah for a tiny seber that a person should return to Hashem, do tshuva, and Hashem will be merciful to him. And he should go back to Elokeinu, to our God. Ki arbe lislach, he will have a lot of forgiveness, slicha. So those two go together. The Gemara says, my chaz is a smachta ha, samachal. Why did you decide to go with this pasuk order? Go on the first one. What is better about this one? We each have a pasuk. The first one shows you that refuah would come after tshuva, and this one shows slicha comes after tshuva. Why are you going with this one other than that one? Pasuk karachinik is really, there's another pasuk. Hasaleach l'chol avonechi, harofe l'chol tachlu aichi. Hashem is the one, he's really speaking to the nefesh over here. Hashem is the one that forgive all of your aveiros, you the nefesh, your aveiros, and the one who heals all of your sickness. Hagol mishachas chayichi, and then it says, geula, which I didn't get into yet, then one who redeems from the pit your life, one who saves a person. So, memeva, this pasuk is the answer to our question. It's telling you that slicha, yeah, really comes before refuah. So it can't be that tshuva comes before refuah. It must be there's tshuva, then there's slicha, like that other pasuk said in Yeshayahu, and then refuah afterwards. Same. So Gemara says, "Vameimra digeula refuah baser deslicha." This means now, what are you going to do? You're going to do geula and refuah coming after slicha. Heat, right? Right, slicha, then geula, right, you tshuva first, then slicha, then you'll do geula and refuah. Baksi v'shavu rafalo. What about the other pasuk that says tshuva and then refuah, not slicha in the middle? What do you do with that pasuk? Hahu lav refuah detachlo aimi. That is not actually referring to healing sickness. El refuah de slicha. That refuah actually means slicha. So now it all fits. There is no idea of tshuva and then refuah, because the refuah, so to speak, being referred to over here is slicha, is being forgiven. Seder. So now we've handled the first six brachas of those middle of Shemoneh Esrei, first three and the next three. Really, we got tshuva and slicha and refuah. Now geula was mentioned, but we didn't discuss a situation. Umaro lomar geula b'shvis. Why does geula come out the seventh bracha? Now this question is kind of difficult. We already figured out first six brachas and then geula came after. Here's the explanation of the question: that before we had a pasuk asalech l'chol avonecher slicha, then refuah and geula is what it sounds like. But we don't do that, right? We do geula first, so that's where it's coming from. Yeah, that's the way Rashi understands over here. It's just fine. That's the way Rashi understands. Yeah, the pasuk had said, why don't we do it like that? We do geula in the middle. Why is it dafka, the seventh bracha? What's difficult about the question still is that it's not the way everything was asked until now about the number. Just the order was what was curious. Now all of a sudden, the Gemara switches to the number for some reason. So what is special that refuah ends up in the seventh bracha? Yeah. Amei Rava mitoch she'asim legoel b'shvis. The Jewish people will be redeemed in the seventh. Therefore, they made that bracha in the seventh place. Now, there's two simple questions. This, first off, the bracha Goel Yisrael in Shemoneh Esrei is not about the Geula Asida. It's about personal issues a person has that he needs a Yeshua from. So Rashi already speaks about it and says, still, it's expressed in a lesson of Geula, so it fits. But another question is, what does this mean, B'Shvis? So Rashi brings in Sanhedrin, there's a whole process to the 7 years it's going to be when the geula happens. In fact, Chelik and Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. So the first year there's going to be famine, and eventually in the 7th year there's going to be wars, and really after that year Ben David will come. Yeah. So because there's going to be a whole process there, they hinted to that in the 7th brach. The Gemara, the question is, "Va Amar Mar," but don't we say over there? It's right in that Gemara, "Bishishis Kolos Rishvius Mechamos." The 6th year is going to be loud noises of some sort. And the 7th year is going to be wars. And with Toi Shvi, it's Ben David, but really it's the next year. It'll be the 8th year that Ben David comes. A war, that type of war anyways, will be the beginning of Geula. Maro long refuah b'shminis. Why then is refuah in the eighth bracha? Again, this is shver because we really wanted refuah to be in the previous spot, so pushed it off. So it seemed to be understood it would come next. So, and again, also, why is it a thing about the number that should come next? This is all just ha'ar is about this one we'll have to figure out. But why would you want refuah in the eighth spot? Amar Rebbe Acha mitoch shenitra mila b'shminis. The mila is given to be on the eighth day, obviously. Shetzricha refuah, that's something that's classic, needs refuah. Story of Avraham Avinu, the third day. Yeah, the sikach kavua b'sheminis, therefore it's in the eighth brach. Amaro aloma birkas hashanah b'tshiis. Why is birkas hashanah bracha for parnasa in the ninth spot? Amar Rebbe Alexandri kenegim afkiyish arim. It's supposed to be a hint against those who unfairly raise market prices. Yeah, this is about parnasa, the bracha. It's against those people that take away parnasa from people. It's diksiv shavar zra rasha. Yeah, break the arm of a rasha. Yeah, now this is a pasuk in Tehillim where really I should read Ranat to understand it better if we read a little bit of the pasuk. Yeah, shavar zra rasha. It's about it. It's saying to Hashem, break the arm, the strong arm of the rasha. Vra tidrosh risho. The evil one will look for his evil, Baal Timsa, and won't be able to find it. Yeah? So Rashi understands over here that this refers to people who raise the prices in the shuk inappropriately, and they, in that way, take advantage of poor people. Because over there, it's talking about someone who says steals from the poor, an armed thief stealing from the poor. So what does that mean? Armed thieves steal from rich people. They want to get money. Now, it refers to these people. And means that Hashem should give. Here's how it relates to Birkas Hashem. Here's how it relates to the bracha of Parnasa. If there'll be enough plenty in the world, yeah, so they won't be able to raise the prices so much. And even if they have these evil plans to do it, they won't be able to find the ability to pull off such evil plans. That's how it works out. The Birkas Hashanim will sabotage the plans of these people that would unfairly raise the market price. Seder. And the David Kiyomer v'chiyis Amra. David, when he said this in the ninth capital of Tehillim. The discussion, both in Rashi and Tosa over here, the way we have Tehillim, it's in the tenth parak. Yeah, so they both bring that there's other place in Chazal, Gemara and Brachos, where it talks about, really, even though we divide up a certain way, you should officially count certain parshiyos that are by us separately as together, and by us or together as separately. So since the first two kapitlach of Tehillim might be counted as one. And yeah, so they bring that it must come out that in order to make this the ninth one, it's got to be that you're going to put two other ones together. Then it will come out the ninth parak in Tehillim. Yeah. Morris says, Amaro lomar kibbutz golios, why after it's tekah b'shofar come after this? La'achar birkas hashanim. So now it didn't go, yeah, I just want to point out, now it didn't go by the numbers of brachas. Now it goes back to the position of what it's after. After Birkas Hashanim is the bracha of gathering in exile. Diksi va'atem har Yisrael anafchem titenu uprichem tisu la'ami Yisrael ki kirvu lovo. Right? This pasuk says that, this pasuk says over here, this is a pasuk in Yechezkel, that showing us clearly that the Tekah B'Shofar, the gathering of the Goliaths, will be at a time of great harvest. Why? Because it says, "In you, Hare Yisrael," that means the mount, not Hare, but Hare, the mountains of Klal Yisrael, "An Pichem Titenu," that means sprout forth branches, "Ufer Yichem Tisu," give forth your fruit to the Jewish people. And then it says, "Kikarvu Lovo," right, they are close to returning. I mean, that's Kibbutz Goliath is going to happen when there's plenty of food around. So they go together. Seder. Keep going. It says the cave mission is kaps of Goliath. Once it happens that the exiles are gathered, Nase Din Rishayim. Then the basin will be able to sit to make dinim Rishayim. Shem Vashiva Yodi Alecha Vehatsov Kivor Sigecha. Hashem says, yeah, that I will put my hand on you, rest my hand on you, or bring it back to you. The Etzov Kabor Sigaich. I'm gonna purge away, like burn away in a kiln or in a furnace. Your dross, they call it in English, like it means the part of the metal that's no good, the impurities. Yeah, kabor sigayich. I'm going to burn it as one would burn with a type of material that burns away the sword, so to speak. So that's happening over here. Why is it being brought to that? Because that's relating to it because, it will be, right, so you don't see from the psukim directly, from these two psukim, that it's following Hemshech. The psukim are not near each other, b'chlal. But Rashi explains that even before Yerushalayim will be settled over here, there's discussion about that once you have the shoftim back, once you have the dinim back, so that will cause a redemption. Tzion b'mishpat tipad, that will cause Tzion to be redeemed. And then kibbutz galus, that's why dinim coming back and kibbutz galus are all together. You don't see it. Rashi seems to bring another idea. You don't see it from these psukim direct. And it says, Vashiva shoftecha kivarishono. It says, I will bring back your judges like they first were. Now, this pasuk is a little better because it's near, it's right after the pasuk we just mentioned. I'm just pointing out, you don't see in these psukim the previous inyan of kibbutz galus. You just see about dinim. So you have to relate that part of the process of kibbutz galus is the dinim. That's how you have to understand the kind of way Rashi's understanding. It says the Gemara, v'kem shenase din min harashayim, being that din has been made from the rishayim kolo aposhim, all the evil people will be finished. The kolo zedim imayim, they'll include the evil ones of Klal Yisrael, is really what that means. Zedim l'malshinim, malshin was a Jew who would turn over another Jew to the government. It's really what that bracha was made. Now that is not v'malshinim. It really is not what we're spoken about here. It's talking about that we say in Shon Esrei, the din, and Salam al-Shin was something added later. I guess it could be. It sounds like the Gemara is talking about that, even though it wasn't added. It wasn't the Seder. It's not part of the 18 brachas. But otherwise, what is the Gemara doing exactly? Unless it's talking about, not about the brachas, just about a fact that will happen. Not sure. Anyway, Shnemar, they'll be destroyed. Shnemar v'shaver, poshim v'chatoyim yachdov. It will break the sinners together with the negligent ones. It came in shekolo poshim. Once they're gone, Misrom emes karen tzadikim. The crown of tzaddikim will be raised up. It says that the crowns, the really horns, really of the rishayim will be cut off. And then the karen, also karen of a tzaddik, will be raised up. The kol gerah tzaddikim tzaddikim, that includes the gerah with them. How do you know you include that? Shenamar v'nei seva talking ladar to v'nei zalkein. Right? That's the mitzvah to stand up in the presence of an old person and a chacham. And then close to that, v'samech leiv v'chigur itchal ger. Right after that, talks about halachas of a convert, and etc. Fine. And then one more step, v'hecham mitzvah memes karnam. Where will this horn of the tzaddikim be raised up? Yerushalayim. Shenamar, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim, Yishloyu Oavayach. That you should ask for peace, Yerushalayim. The ones who love you will be serene, be in tranquility. Okay, so again, we'll have this question. We'll leave off with now. I'm not sure what to do with it. Why we're bringing in the din of the Rishayim. If it's about Lama Shinim, fine. But again, that wasn't one of the 18 ones in the Seder. Just have to think about that. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next.